I will call to order the Tuesday, February 28th meeting of the Rules Committee. First order of business is the approval of the minutes from the 23rd. Representative Murphy, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
I have indeed.
Representative Murphy moves the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none and hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The next order of business is the calendar of the day for March 2nd. I move the calendar of the day for March 2nd, 2017. Representative Hortman.
I have a question about House File 212. Do we have a copy of the bill here?
We will have a copy of the bill, Representative Hortman, 212, the Davis bill.
Tell me which committees it's gone through.
Which committees? We do have the committee list for that, and we'll pass it over for you to take a look at. If you have additional questions, let me know.
I do have a question of whether it has any interplay with the health care budget that's moving through HHS finance.
Sure. Representative Hortman, I'm not sure I understood what your question is. You do have a list of the committees. Is the committee staff that you were concerned about on that list?
No, Mr. Chair, it wasn't. We, as I think you know, have a, quote, health care crisis, unquote, in Minnesota. And I think that what we're doing in the HHS finance budget has a significant effect on what we need to do in the individual market. And so I'm wondering why this bill didn't go through HHS finance.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Albright.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hortman, Representative Davids, who's carrying this bill, is not able to attend, but I'm acting as his cohort in this. The bill amends a technical amendment to the Consumer Right Advice Law that we passed in 2015. Now, the law ensures that consumers have the right to be represented by a licensed insurance agent when dealing with a health insurer. The bill, as you have noted, simply changes or amends the statutory reference from a qualified health plan, which can be interpreted to apply to only plans sold on Minsure, to the broader term of individual health plan, which includes any individual health plan, not just those sold on Minsure. The bill is not about Minsure, but simply amends that statute to align it with its original intent. I'm hopeful that is helpful.
Representative Hortman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Albright. That is helpful, and I will look into it before it gets to the floor, before we take it up on Thursday.
Representative Freiberg.
I did understand. Please.
Just a scheduling question. I could see the floor session taking a while on Thursday. Is it expected that committees will be meeting on Thursday evening?
Representative Freiberg, I think we'll have to wait to see just how long the session takes at that point, and you'll, as is custom and use, you'll hear from the chairs of the various committees as to whether or not they're going to be continuing after session or not that day. Chairs who feel that they need to meet that evening will make provisions, and I guess we just need to stay tuned at that point to see just at what time we do get done with session and whether or not committees will meet at that point. Representative Hortman.
Mr. Chair, I just note for Representative Freiberg that there's a midnight rule for committees that can't be changed, so I would predict that there won't be committees meeting on Thursday.
However, if there is committee work that needs to be done, it is 11:30. Some chairs may choose to meet between 11:30 and 12 o'clock, which is our house rule time. Other discussion? All those in favor of the calendar of the day for March 2nd, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
No.
Members, remember that please note that a 24-hour pre-filing rule for amendments to these bills is now in place. The calendar has been adopted, and again, the 24-hour filing rule is in place for these bills. Any other discussion? We are adjourned.